Hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in the work True Christian Religion, passage 414. One's country is more a neighbor than a single community because it consists in many communities, and consequently love towards the country is a broader and higher love. Moreover, loving one's country is loving the public welfare. One's country is the neighbor because it is like a parent. For one is born in it, and it has nourished him and continues to nourish him and has protected and continues to protect him from injury. Men ought to do good to their country from a love for it, according to its needs, some of which are natural and some spiritual. Natural needs relate to civil life and order, and spiritual needs to spiritual life and order. That one's country should be loved not as one loves himself, but more than himself, is a law inscribed on the human heart, from which has come the well-known principle which every true man endorses, that if the country is threatened with ruin from an enemy or any other source, it is noble to die for it, and glorious for a soldier to shed his blood for it. This is said because so great should be one's love for it. It should be known that those who love their country and render good service to it from goodwill after death love the Lord's kingdom. For then, that is their country. And those who love the Lord's kingdom love the Lord himself, because the Lord is the all in all things of his kingdom. Reading further from the word of the Lord in his second coming, in the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 6423 regarding spiritual combat. The strength of doctrine is truth, for doctrine in which there is no truth is of no avail. The reason why truth is strong is that good acts through truth. For good is of such a nature that nothing of evil or of falsity can approach it. Thus, none of the infernal crew who flee far away when good approaches, or when an angel who is in good approaches. But in order that good may fight with that crew which is with man from hell, and protect him in every way, good acts through truth. For in this way, it can approach them. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.